Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time for Within Brim's Skin. That's right, some 41. I got my wingman Zambo.
Help.
Holy cow, super frangingo badingo. I don't know what I'm going to say, mandingo. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm excited.
It's going to be that kind of episode?
It's going to be that kind of episode.
I'm fine with that.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I got to fill time.
Ooh. You know what? Yep.
Nah. I got things to talk about.
Some 41 sublime. Let's fill some time.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go. That works. That worked.
Go. Almost there.
You know, I had something to say before I was popping the ad, and I just lost it. You
it's
know?
Okay. Don't worry about it.
I had something really good, and I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be good.
Gobble gobble, bitches.
No.
I mean, it was technically past Thanksgiving. Now.
This is true.
That's true.
This is true. You know what? I like it good when it's just the you and I too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all right.
We don't have a full, you know, studio.
Yeah. Because then we have to appease everybody.
Yeah, man.
Now we just got to appease each other, which is pretty easy.
That's what I'm talking about. Meredith doesn't talk at all. She stares at the microphone.
When we make a joke, she's like,
yeah, I know. She doesn't like talking about poop or anything.
Mike with his off-colored comments.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Although I'd miss Mike.
You miss Mike, too.
I miss Mike. Anyway, so as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Ooh-ah. Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret. Ooh-ah. And Bayer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Today's secret word is
dirty. Ah! So again, if you hear the secret word, no matter where you are, what you're doing, drop everything and scream real loud.
That's right. Even if it's a frozen turkey right over that deep frat fire.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
You know how many? I wonder how many. Can you do a quick search? How many people blew their faces or hands or whatever is off?
How many?
This past Thanksgiving.
Turkey incident.
Can you believe? I don't understand how people are that freaking dumb.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no, that's in 2004.
That's 2004.
But apparently, she got compensation as of now. I don't know.
Compensation?
Yeah. She was hit by a frozen turkey tossed through a windshield.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't. Well,
I remember. Oh, yes, because somebody was in a car or something and they threw the frozen turkey off at the other car and it went through the windshield. I remember that. That's crazy. I think we spoke about it on GHR.
We may have.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not going to put it past us. We probably did.
I can't believe it. Looks as though there were none.
I don't see anything right now. So, you know what? It just happened. They're probably analyzing all the data. I give it until the end of this month, right before Christmas, where they say, this is how many idiots dealt with frozen turkeys and their fat fryer before they decided to do it.
I'm telling you, man, people are not that intelligent. If you're going to take a turkey and stick it in a deep fryer, make sure it's not frozen at all.
Yep.
Make sure that it's not wet. You want to pat it down. Otherwise, you're going to have...
completely dry.
Oh, my Lord. The issues you're going to have are ridiculous. What's that thing, that kerchikduckin thing? What is it?
Turducken?
Turducken?
No, turducken. That's a turkey and then a duck stuffed in a turkey.
Or,
unless you mean
no, it was a chicken, a duck and a chicken, or chicken.
A duck stuffed in a chicken, stuffed in a turkey.
That's what it is. What is that called, though?
Hang on, I'm gonna look
it
up.
Is it turducken or
stuffed in
chicken
inside
a turkey?
Here you go. It's chicken stuffed in duck stuffed in turkey. What is this called? It's just a turducken.
It is a turducken.
A turducken, yeah, a turducken. Duh.
Eichwald.
Yeah.
Turducken. I wonder how that is. I've never had that.
I don't know. You're gonna get the dryness of the turkey, the moistness of the chicken, and then the gaminess of a duck. So it's definitely three different textures you're gonna be getting.
It could be interesting.
Yeah. Some people even though do it with that, and then they stuff an octopus into it.
An octopus?
Yep, I've seen
that. Who the hell's gonna put an octopus in there?
Some people have done it, man.
No.
No, dead serious. People have done it.
No. We made this one up.
No.
It's a made up tale.
It's not made up.
No. It's a total
it's
fabrication.
It's not a total fabrication.
No, for real?
Shut up, Jonathan Davis. Yes. I swear to God.
I can't. I don't know.
Hand to God.
Know. Anyway.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's crazy. Well, listen. So this past week, we had Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Zambo, what do you give thanks for?
I give thanks for the fact that there was not one political argument at that goddamn table. Not one.
Were you expecting
and I was in
one?
The South, my friend.
Wait, who are you with? Who exactly? All right,
so
were
I was
with
Jen's family.
Okay.
And most of her family is down south now because they just moved to warmer weather, better, you know, better pastures, literally,
right.
Or better plantations, depending on what side of the fence they land on. And we went down there. We met them down in Charleston and also Columbia, South Carolina. Great place. Great
Don't
places.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I didn't. I actually didn't. I brought a towel.
There you go.
And it was really, really nice. So, what is it? Jenna's cousin's husband, right?
Okay.
We went to his dad's house for this season. So he's a Southerner through and through, bleeds red, white, and blue, all that jazz. You know what I mean? And he deep fried the turkey successfully with no issues.
Oh, okay.
I actually asked him, how did you do it? He's like, well, first off, I got the oil to heat, and I turned the burner off, so just in case if there was spillage, there would be no fire, and I dipped the turkey in very slowly after fully thawing it out and drying it down, and then I let it cook for about roughly 25 to 45 minutes, and then I popped that sucker back up, and boom, it was golden crispy. And let me tell you. And he fried it in peanut oil, by the way. So
Real
if you have a peanut allergy, I apologize. But my God, that was the secret. Because holy crap.
Do you think
good.
I will.
It was probably the best turkey I've ever had. It was moist. It was crispy, the skin on the outside. And it was the right consistency of cooked. It was beautiful. And then he's like, and then I asked him, too, like, what are you going to do with the oil? He's like, oh, we're going to do a sort of tradition here. He just pulled out a tub of Pillsbury biscuits, popped it open, and just started shoving it into the fryer right there. And he literally said, this is what we call redneck biscuits, boy. And I'm like, damn. And let me tell you.
It was so good.
Dude.
Nutritious.
That not nutritious in the slightest.
Delicious.
But, oh, baby, yes,
fantastic.
It was. Let me tell you. Next time we're going to make stuff, I'm making deep fried biscuits, baby.
That's nice.
And obviously, as we know people who make really good fried chicken, especially you at Dara. My opinion of fried chicken after being in South Carolina is forever changed.
Oh.
Nothing in New York will ever compare.
Really?
To deep fried chicken.
Wow.
To the fried chicken of which that I've had in the South.
Well, again, you haven't had Dara's.
That's true. However, though.
Dara's chicken is banging.
Not saying anything wrong about hers because I haven't tried it. So in no way do I doubt her ability to make a damn good chicken.
Right.
But someone who cooks, you know, and fries up the turkey, the chicken from the South.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't know what the hell it is, but it was fan-freaking-tastic.
It's in the oil.
It's got to be. It's got to
be. Well, the peanut oil is usually, you know, really delicious when you, you know, it's got more flavor. It's, you know, it's also healthier
than
if you eat it, you know, use regular like
canola
and stuff
or
like that.
Vegetable
Although
oil,
if you use EVU, you know what I mean? But then again, that's an expensive.
That would be an expensive vat of oil there. Real expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I guess.
Not an idea, though. But hey, listen, Dara. I want your chicken. Please.
That's what I'm talking about. You got
it's like when you and I went to Buffalo. It's like when you and I went to Buffalo. My opinion of buffalo wings have now changed.
Yeah.
Now my opinion of fried chicken has forever changed.
Well,
so there you go.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what do you call it? I give thanks to my partners in the Grindhouse Radio.
Yeah.
I give thanks for my family and what do you call it, my friends,
all
the amazing things that we're doing. You know, it's just, it, you know, it was a crazy, crazy year.
So you're actually being heartfelt about the things.
I'm being heartfelt.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm being heartfelt. I
fully agree with yours.
It was such a crazy year and many positives, a couple of negatives, but many positives. And I, you know, I got to tell you, man, you know, it's just, you know, looking forward to 2020, you know, knock on wood, it's looking like a pretty banging year.
Listen, I firmly believe that 2020 is going to be our year. It's been our year so far for 2019, but let me tell you, there were a lot of hardships that year.
Oh, yeah.
This year coming up, I feel things are going to be set in motion that will set everything up for all of us.
Man,
for the rest
of
our lives.
Yeah. Well, we'll
highly
see.
Truly.
Knock on wood.
Knock wood, baby.
Knock on wood.
Knock wood.
What do you call it? Anyway. Yeah. So, Thanksgiving was crazy.
Yeah.
One thing that nobody out there knows, because I didn't say anything about it, but what do you call it? Something that I will be talking about in the next segment is that I got a weird call last week from my brother.
Okay.
And he goes, okay, we need to talk. I need to make sure that you're free on Thursday because I'm getting married. Wait, what?
What?
Exactly. On Wednesday, right?
Oh, I was about to be like on Thursday.
On Wednesday.
Thursday was
On Wednesday, sorry. On Wednesday. And I go, wait, what? You're getting what?
What?
You know, so I have questions.
Okay.
I got answers.
Yeah.
And we'll, I guess, be talking about that in the next section.
Sure.
Because,
why not?
Because it's about to go, you know, go down. You
about
know
to
what
get
I'm
weird.
Saying? Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Within Brimstone.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
Up, up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now is a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
About keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane Raiden tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Minute Hell hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at mainandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yes. So, marriage.
Yeah. So, listen.
Yeah.
My brother is, you know, he's in his mid-30s.
Okay.
And, He's done, you know, lots of things. You know, he's been back here in New York. Probably for about 15 years at least. I mean,
okay.
He's been back in New York from Florida because my father and my stepmother moved to Florida, years ago, and they live in West Palm, and he lived there for quite some time with them.
Okay.
So now, and that was before Danielle and I were even together. So
yeah,
you're
talking
about, you know, over 17 years.
Yeah, at least.
So, you know, he finally moved back, maybe about 15 years ago, and it's so odd that we see him. Not that we're not close, we just don't see each other often because schedules are crazy. You know, when he's working, he's working like these type of positions where they're early morning, late night, management, you know, stuff like crazy.
He gets tossed around, but he does his work.
He makes good money, you
good.
Know. But
the fact of the matter is,
you know, he's my baby brother.
Yeah.
And he calls me up and he's like, all right, well, he just lays it on me. Now, I'm pissed off. Because I'm going, wait, when? Tomorrow? Because this was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Tuesday, you know, here we are sitting and it's about, you know, like 1:30. And no, I'm sorry, 2:30.
In the afternoon.
And in the afternoon, he says, I'm getting married at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Wednesday. So it was less than 24 hours that I got the notice.
Jeez.
So he was supposed to send me all the information, the address, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right, we're gonna do it with this judge that we found online. Through the town.
Okay.
You know, he goes, listen, you know, I love Gabby, which is my sister-in-law's name now. I love Gabby. What do you call it? She's my better half and yada yada yada, and I finally understand, you know, what you mean when you talk about Danielle and yada yada yada. I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
I said, there's 24 flipping hours, bro, you know what I mean, like,
it's like, why couldn't you tell me this just a little
exactly.
bit
exactly I said you couldn't tell me this a little bit sooner, give me a little notice. So, you know, I had a jam-packed day on Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you call it, when you were here Tuesday or no?
Only for a few hours, and then I had to bail because
right.
we had
you,
to drive.
Were you here for that? Did you,
I was not
did
here.
Did you know
for,
about this?
No, I did not, actually.
Okay. So, what do you call it? So, now, mind you, you weren't in the studio in the office after that time.
Yeah.
So, now, I had to make sure everything was taken care of in office.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I had... you have no idea. Chef Cinto came in to drop off stuff for me.
So nice.
What do you call it? My daughter, so Samantha,
surprise
who
you.
Was not supposed to be here for the holiday, she shows up at our door and opens up the door to the studio, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? I'm like, how? What? You know what? And she's like, wow, I'm here. I'm surprised. And I'm like, sweetheart, I can't be happy that you're here because I am so overwhelmed with everything that I've got going on
like,
right
don't,
now.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you're here, but I
exactly.
can't show this right now. You have
exactly.
to wait.
Exactly. It was absolutely crazy. So
it was a weird day.
I had not, still had not received an address.
Yeah.
So I'm still sitting and waiting for this address. Now, We finally, about an hour before I was supposed to be there on Wednesday, finally got the address.
An hour before,
and I drove there, bro. I was the first one there. First one there. They were over a half an hour late.
Okay.
So I went there. This was at the judge's house. So I went around to the back door because first I went to the front door like a normal human. And this
knock,
little
knock.
Asian woman's like, no, no, you go to back. And I go, okay, that's fine. So I went around to the back. And then she's like, you here for wedding? I said, yeah, I'm here for the wedding. She goes, oh, they're not here yet. You go wait in your car. And I'm like, wait, what? So I had to sit and wait in my car an extra half an hour. All right.
Bro.
For no apparent apparent reason when they're paying them for me to for us to be there.
Bro.
Okay. So finally they all show up. I'm already pissed off cuz mind you, look, I had no idea what was going on till last minute. The number 2, what do you call it? I was there first and they were over a half an hour late.
Yeah.
Now I'm waiting. So finally they get there, everybody's like, "Oh, you know, you're here." So I was like, "Yeah, I'm here." Meanwhile, I'm in ripped jeans, you know what I mean? And what do you call it? And a sweatshirt and a hoodie. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, I wasn't ready for this. You didn't give me any notice, so, you know, it is
my stuff's
still
the dry cleaners. I'm sorry. Yeah,
exactly. So they're like, no, that doesn't matter. We're just glad you're here. So I'm like, okay. We went inside. This flipping judge was like 80-plus years old,
yeah.
All right? And the guy was the most awful, God-horrible freaking oh, my God.
Steve, I swear
to God, Steve, if you and Jenna don't sit and, like, grill the person that's going to marry you,
yeah.
And they are horrible as this, and I could have done it for free for
I would
nothing,
want you to push them away.
I would
been, go,
I'd be so
right
pissed
in.
Off, Steve.
Yeah.
You don't understand. So I'm sitting here. Now, my brother didn't realize, because we don't talk often, he didn't realize that I could marry them.
Mm-hmm.
As my brother-in-law didn't realize that I could marry them. You know what I mean? So hey, I'm putting this out there now. Everybody, I can marry you.
Brim is ordained.
Don't go to a stupid-ass
person.
Reach
out to him.
I will freaking do it. I'll work it out. Just let me know.
Slide into those unholy DMs of his.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's what I'm talking about.
Talk.
So what do you call it? I sat through this. Now I'm gonna get a little further here.
Go.
Now, Gabby is Mexican,
okay?
And what do you call it? Her family came in, you know, for Thanksgiving, and that's why they decided we're gonna do the wedding. We're here, whatever. We're just, you know, we're gonna get it done. We're gonna have it because they've been engaged for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you call it? My father and stepmother were in. So everyone was in. They don't speak a lick of English.
Aww.
So the reason that they took this guy was he could get it done while they were here. 1, 2. That he was able to do it, the service, in English and in Spanish.
Okay.
All right. Well, so the guy comes in. First of all, he sits down in an armchair.
All
okay?
Right.
He's sitting down. He doesn't stand for any of it. He sits down in the armchair, and then he starts directing them and directing the photographer they brought, telling them what to do, how to pose, and what the photographer should be doing. Don't you think it's the photographer's job to know what kind of shots to be getting?
Maybe.
Yeah. So that's first and foremost. Then he starts to think. They start going through it. They get past some of the vows, and guess what?
What?
He stops. He goes, "Oh, we have to start over again." He goes, "I was doing the one for same sex marriage." He was doing the nuptials for a same
matter?
Sex marriage.
Hard work.
Yeah. Oops, wrong one. That was it.
Why would it matter?
Why would it matter? No, it doesn't matter. All you should be able to do is, I'm sorry for that.
It's fine.
What do you call, all they should be doing is just switching the man to man woman. That's it. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So they had to redo the whole thing, okay?
Lame.
They redid it. And then right before they do the I do's, my brother says, you know, are you going to do some in Spanish for, you know, aren't you going to do this in Spanish as well? And he goes, Spanish? What do you mean Spanish? He's like, well, for my, you know, for her family. And he's like, well, where's her family? Mind you, there's 10 people in the frickin' room.
Where's her family?
Where's her family?
Look at the other 5 in the
They're
room.
All sitting on the couch right now. He's like, what do you call it? He goes, well, why didn't you tell me that, you know, before? I would have prepared for it. And then he's like, I did. That's why we came to you. So he's like, oh, okay. So he grabs another freaking folder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he asks somebody else to grab the folder. Grabs the folder. And then he starts going through it, and they do the whole thing over in Spanish. Okay, then the English and Spanish, and he was confused.
Yeah.
Then we finished that up. He gets up. He goes to the other side of the room, sits down. He has a piece of paper. And he starts talking about, you know, oh, how I made this. There's none other like this and nothing else like this in the entire world. But I've done it over 30,000 times. So all those people have this. It's mine. There's only one like it. And I was a judge and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody cares.
So then after he gives this speech, he goes, you're going to read this at home and what do you call it? And it'll help you in your marriage. So then he calls over. He says, so now I get a kiss from the bride and I get a hug from the groom, not a kiss. So they did it. I don't know why. And then he gets up and sits at the other side of the room. He goes, now everybody go to the other side of the room. Now I'm not going to get into the crazy details because I was like, F this jazz. I'm staying where I'm staying.
Yeah.
And he started complaining. And I was like, you know what? It's not my day. I'm just going to step to the side. I walk around. This sumbitch, okay, starts talking to the audience, to the people that are there, and he's like, okay, so as I said, I'm a judge, and I was an attorney, and I own this attorney, and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada.
Great.
And he goes, and we handle all things like this, that, immigration, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's talking to all of us and her whole family, which is they're all Mexican. They're so not only are they is he insulting with the whole immigration thing, but that he's sitting there and he's talking to people who don't understand what he's saying. That's two. And three, he's pitching people at a flipping wedding. Who does that?
It's his shtick.
Oh my lord.
It is the dumbest thing.
What
I've ever
heard. Jackass. I swear to God, I'm going on Yelp and giving him a bad review.
Just Yelp? Just Yelp?
I don't know. Anyway, this is true story. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Anna Mia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiker, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. Hey, so, wanted to do a couple of quick shout-outs.
Yeah.
One, I wanted to say thank you to Blue Collar Blades. They gifted me an amazing blade.
Nice.
You saw it, the one that came in. It's like a hatchet. Mm-hmm. The handle, everything is done in such a beautiful manner.
What are you going to name it?
I don't know. I haven't... What?
Molly?
Molly?
Molly the
As
hatchet.
In Molly Hatchet?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a good idea. But it's not a bad idea. It could be Hatchet Face, like in the Johnny Depp Crybaby movie. You like that? I don't know.
I like that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we'll put it up for a vote.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do that on go to Instagram on my stories, and I'm going to put that up there as a thing.
Good
we'll
idea.
See, we'll see what happens.
Good idea.
Okay. Two, I want to say thank you to Love by Lou Designs. They gifted me a fantastic handmade brimstone. What is that? What is that thing? It was like a muggish.
Oh, it's a mug.
Is it a mug?
A tumbler.
Like yeah, tumbler. Tumbler. We got that in Great Allentown Comic Con.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to say a huge thank you to Arts Quest and Chris McKindlemark, who got us over the ornaments that Zambo, myself, and the rest of the crew made.
Yeah,
while
very
we're out
fast,
there.
Very safe. So that stuff, not a crack or a chip on them.
Absolutely perfect. Beautiful.
Final product looked gorgeous.
I was so excited. You know, like, I've never blown glass before.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I mean? It's just, it was such a cool experience.
It was always, like, I always loved doing those, like, the odd arts, in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
I'm not used to seeing things like that. So I've never thrown clay. I've never done glass blowing until that point.
Yeah.
And, like, other things like that, I would love. Like I would love to do like sculpting and stuff like that. So like things like that, like those things I've never done. So I would love to cross them off that list of art I've done. Glass blowing was so much fun.
So
even though we did it for a very short amount of time, it was so much fun.
Yeah, well, but I mean, each one of us that did it was at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, and that was cool.
That was cool.
One thing
was
out
crazy.
About 15 minutes, dude. That's
that was
great.
Nuts. What do you call it? I don't know, man. It was just. The whole experience was really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to talk about this dude that I heard of, and what do you call it? I don't know if you've heard of it yet, but it is actually the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen.
What?
This guy is absolutely positively dirty.
Ah!
So I don't know if I'm going to say this name right. Amal Haji. All right, is an 80-year-old Iranian.
All right.
And he is being called the world's dirtiest man.
Okay.
So this guy.
Has he not bathed and he grows mushrooms on his pores or something?
So you did see.
No, that was a pure guess.
Yes.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know about the mushrooms from his pores, but he hasn't bathed.
So he's gross as hell.
I don't know about the mushrooms. But yeah, no, so okay.
Granted,
so,
he probably is if he's fat.
So he hasn't bathed in over 60 years.
60 years.
60 years. What? Can you imagine the stench coming from this guy?
There's
I don't bathe in a day and it's done.
I bet you there's not even a stench at that point anymore. It's just dirt.
If
anyone moves the dirt off of him,
yeah.
The stench emanates. It's like that.
All right. So he lives in isolation
in
a village, mm-hmm. okay, in the southern Iranian province of Fars. And it's like he eats like rotten porcupine meat.
Why?
He eats rotten meat and says the thought of a bath after all this time makes him very angry. People have tried to wash him before and he's run from them. He won't let them anywhere near him.
He's 80 years old now. He can't be running that much.
No, it's absolutely. Ugh. So what do you call it? So he is he smokes like 5 cigarettes at a clip.
Okay.
It's so he's not only dirty on the outside, he's absolutely filthy on the inside. Ah! Dirty. Yeah. not only does he smoke regular cigarettes?
Yeah.
He smokes animal feces. How do you do this?
I mean, at this point, I'm pretty sure he's just the mud man.
This is real. This is real.
No. Deal. I believe this.
What? I mean, seriously. So, okay. Now you're a lot thinner than I am. You're a smaller guy.
Yeah.
All right. But like after a day, I mean, it depends on the weather, of course, and how
course.
You know, what's going on. But like on a regular day of normal activity. I'm like, oh man, I want to wash. I like to take like 2 showers a day, you know, if I can. You know,
I need
mean?
To take at least 1 a day because if not, I just feel gross.
You're swampy.
You know?
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Right?
It collects.
It's true. People during the day they go to the bathroom. They go to they're running around. They're doing this. They're doing that. Like here, we're sitting in the studio for you know a long time in a clip. You know,
and
you're
it's
sitting
warm.
In your own swampy ass. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, how often do I say, Steve, do I smell? Like,
yeah, I mean, not every day do you ask me, but in times when we're running around all day, you go, hey, do I smell? And I usually just you go yes or no.
Yeah,
like I just give you a straight answer because why would I lie to
thank
you?
Thank God,
be
most
gross.
Of the time it's no.
Yeah, thank God. And sometimes I'll subtly just pass you some gum or pass you the deodorant. Yeah. Hey, man, when you get the chance, like just real
right.
quick. Yeah.
Like I can't imagine.
I keep it subtle.
60 freaking years?
No. That's got to be something else, man.
It's his hands are, it's all dirt. It's layers and layers of dirt. It's like crust. He looks like,
he looks
a
like
dead
the elephant
guy.
Man.
Yeah, man. Oof. It's god awful. What do you call it? You got to look up pictures when we get
I
off.
Say
what
we call it? I say we fly to Iran, right?
Right.
We fly to Iran and then we dip him in bleach. We dunk him in bleach, and we just let him sit, and
bro,
we see what happens.
I personally, you might want to look him up real quick.
Oh, I'm look him up.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to come anywhere near him because of the stench.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I honestly, though, feel like there is no stench because there's so many layers.
No.
There can't be any stench.
There's got to be.
I feel like that there can't be at this point. Because at some point, think of it like this. If you, think of it like this. If you build layers on top of something, right?
Yeah.
The initial layers get covered.
Okay.
So I feel that he might be so dirty that there is nothing that seeps through unless for whatever reason you manage to swipe away even a centimeter of dirt, it'll leak out.
That's disgusting.
It's like a contained biohazard.
All right. Well, you know, you're disgusting, bro.
You're an idiot.
anyway.
You fool.
So I wanted to talk quick. We have a couple more minutes left.
Yeah, we're a little bit.
Bella Thorne. You know who Bella Thorne is?
Yes, an adult film star.
Hold on a minute. She was a Nickelodeon or no? She was a
Disney
star.
She has done adult stuff. Bella Thorne.
She has done adult stuff, but she was a Disney star.
Yeah, sorry, I know that one. Yeah, no, let's go with the one that you know.
No. But wow.
Okay.
Listen, all right. So she's a hot mess. I can admit that.
A slow burning.
She is a hot mess, but I still enjoy her. It is a train wreck.
All right.
I do appreciate that. I mean, you know, so. She's yeah, man. Like, so she's done some adult stuff, whatever. Like, I am still all right. You know, I always thought she was, you know, fun and she could dance and, you know, she was a decent actress. Like, mm-hmm. you know, even in the movies you watch.
Yeah, but maybe.
So what other let's go back and forth and figure out who we could come up with. Who else is a train wreck?
Ooh.
What other actors or actresses are complete train wrecks? Could also be musicians or whatever.
Mickey Rourke.
That's a good one. That's it.
Bynes.
Why do you say Mickey Rourke?
Think about it.
I agree with you, but what's your reasoning?
Like, he's bounced so far and back from drugs, not drugs. Facial stuff, not facial stuff. He's
he
literally
does those
like,
movies too.
He's a mess. He's a mess. I don't know what he does, and I don't care.
Well, you said facial, so I all. You said Amanda Bynes.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
I love Amanda Bynes.
Yes,
she's awesome.
But have you looked at her stuff recently, though?
No, I have not.
Okay,
is she that bad?
She's a train wreck.
Yeah,
she's an absolute train wreck. Do I absolutely hate her?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I wish her the best because I want her to get better. But mentally, she is a dumpster fire.
It's
careening down in San Francisco Hill. And it is awful.
What about Corey Feldman?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Corey Feldman.
I don't know how he's still breathing. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk like that. But homeboy, I don't know how he's still alive. You know, like the stuff that he's done, the stuff that he's like, I don't know, man. Absolutely awful. Who else do you think?
Well, there's a band called the Beautiful Trainwrecks, which is actually pretty funny. I'm actually just trying to see if there's people that actually, like, just by Googling the term, I guess not. Who else? A lot of people who were child stars that didn't adapt well to adult life.
Home Alone kid.
No, Macaulay Culkin's bounced back.
Has he?
Yes, he has.
Ah.
He's a lot better. Look, I'll show you him now.
I don't know.
I'm going to look him up now, but go ahead. You think of one right now. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. See, I would say Macaulay Culkin. What do you call it? Well, how about...
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
That's his name now?
That is his real name now,
it is.
Right?
He changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin.
And you're telling me that's not a mess?
Well, that was him in 2010. That's 10 years ago at this point. He looks a lot better. That's him as a kid.
And what does he have in common with what's his face?
What's who
in
a
with
now?
With the one who we were talking about before that? Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. I don't think
his relationship to
Michael Jackson. I was about to say he got touched by Michael. Like, that's literally what I was about to say.
By the way, if you're on TikTok and you see the Michael Jackson challenge,
it's pretty funny.
What do you call it? It's not It's not the what do you call it? The smooth criminal dance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not the pretty young thing dance. It's the beat it dance.
The beat it dance.
So,
yeah. So
pretty
cool.
Anyway,
and that's just about it.
That's about it for what we got this week. What do you call it? Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on all of our Within Brim Skin episodes. What do you call it?
Tell us who else you think is a beautiful train wreck.
Yeah, man. Tell us about your train wrecks. You know, go to Steve online and me online and talk to us about stuff and things.
Yeah.
If you're on TikTok, at The Real Brimstone, and Steve?
That Man Zam.
There you go. So hit us
that
up.
That Man Zambo.
And we'll be hanging out with you next week.